Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on elevating India-UK trade ties to new heights. The participants are Sharad Kohli, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi met his counterpart from the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, in Mumbai today. Mr. Starmer's first official visit to India came months after India and the UK signed a landmark free trade agreement aimed at boosting bilateral trade by £25.5 billion annually. Economic analyst Sharad Kohli now joins me to discuss the significance of this visit, its impact on the economic relations between the two countries and other related issues. Mr. Kohli, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Good evening, Anubha, to you and all the listeners of Akashvani.
Mr. Kohli, before I put my first question to you, let's listen to what the Prime Minister Modi said on the FTA earlier today.
Prime Minister Starmer ke netrutva mein Bharat aur UK ke rishton mein ullekhaniya pragati hui hai. Is saal July mein meri UK yatra ke dauran humne aitihasik comprehensive economic and trade agreement CETA par sahmati banayi. इस समझौते से दोनों देशों के इंपोर्ट कॉस्ट में कमी आएगी, युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर बनेंगे, व्यापार बढ़ेगा और इसका लाभ हमारे उद्योग तथा उपभोक्ता दोनों को ही मिलेगा. एग्रीमेंट के कुछ ही महीनों में आपका यह भारत दौरा और आपके साथ आया अब तक का सबसे बड़ा बिजनेस डेलीगेशन भारत यूके साझेदारी में आई नई ऊर्जा और व्यापक दृष्टि का प्रतीक है.
सो मिस्टर कोहली, प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी आफ्टर मीटिंग प्राइम मिनिस्टर स्टार्मर टुडे, ही सेड दैट द पार्टनरशिप बिटवीन इंडिया एंड द यूके इज ड्रिवन बाय ट्रस्टवर्दीनेस, टैलेंट एंड टेक्नोलॉजी. ऑन द अदर हैंड, मिस्टर स्टार्मर सेड दैट द टू नेशंस आर बिल्डिंग अ न्यू मॉडर्न पार्टनरशिप फोकस्ड ऑन द फ्यूचर. व्हाट डू दीज स्टेटमेंट्स इंडिकेट अबाउट इंडिया यूके रिलेशंस?
I think it opens a new chapter in India-UK relationships, Anubha, if you ask me, because this statement or this agreement which happened on the 24th of July 2025 came in the backdrop of trade war across the world, when the US has levied tariffs across the world. Although if you compare the two countries, UK has been slapped with 10% tariffs, which is their base tariff, and India unfortunately has been slapped with 50% tariffs. So leading to trade blockages and protectionism, as is being termed across the world. So I think it comes in that backdrop. It carries extreme significance because these are the two countries who've been connected with each other for hundreds of years. We should not forget this is a country which ruled us for 200 years. They left this language, the language in which me and you are communicating at this point of time. And I think there is a lot of cultural relationship. About 2.5 million Indians live there. There's people-to-people relationship. There is a lot of business relationship, and some of the wealthiest people in the United Kingdom from India. And some of the most successful businesses in the UK are coming from India. If you look at the economic growth of UK at this point of time, it's not very, very noticeable because the world may be growing at 3%, but UK is growing barely at under 1%. So it has been struggling ever since Brexit. I think UK struggled on the economic front, and the economic growth was always a challenge. When I say economic growth was a challenge, I mean the job creation was low, small businesses were closing down, they struggled with inflation. In fact, if the growth doesn't pick up, you also have a risk of stagflation, where your inflation, the cost of living keeps rising. It is not corresponded by growth. So that's a very, very dangerous situation. And a lot of wealthy people also made exit from UK because of the taxes and other reasons. Notwithstanding, Anubha, the political turmoil which has been in the UK, we've seen so many prime ministers change across. So when the political stability goes amiss, you know, you find the economy becomes a victim of that. The economy doesn't pick up. Whereas in India, it's been totally the contrary. We've had a very, very stable government for the last 11 years. We've had forward-looking policies, reforms being made. And why to forget 7.8% GDP, the last recorded GDP? And we should not forget UK is a, I put it in inverted commas, a developed country. So when a developed country looks at an emerging economy to boost its own economy, I think this speaks prowess about Indian economy, the power that Indian economy today carries. Well, the world is looking at it. And I must also tell you, there was a time, Anubha, when India used to be proud of entering such FTAs with developed countries. Well, we moved into a time where it's the vice versa. a developed country is as much proud, not that we are not proud of doing it, but a developed country is as much proud and happy about doing this agreement. And this is visible from the fact that the size of the delegation is more than 125. This is, I called it as a jumbo delegation. We have participants like Rolls-Royce. We've got the London Stock Exchange. We've got Diageo. We've got so many other participants coming from British Petroleum. When these delegates come to India with the Prime Minister, obviously they mean business. And the fact that they landed in Mumbai, which is India's commercial and financial capital, straight, and they spoke at the Global FinTech Fest, I think is a clear message that we mean business. And we mean a lot of agreements, a lot of tie-up, a lot of investments, both ways. But I somehow feel, I mean, I don't mind giving this statement, that it's the UK who will benefit more than India. This is completely different and a role reversal, I would say, from the times that I've seen earlier in my career.
It's interesting because, you know, you mentioned India's growth rate and how India is, you know, progressing so fast. So British Prime Minister Keir Starmer also spoke about, and he lauded India's economic progress in one of his statements today. Let's listen to what he had to say.
It is significant that we're meeting here in Mumbai as India's economic and financial capital, because India's growth story is remarkable. I want to congratulate the Prime Minister on his leadership, aiming to be the world's third largest economy by 2028. And your vision of Vikas Bharat is to completely develop the country by 2047. And everything I've seen since I've been here is absolute proof to me that you're on track to succeed in that. So we want to be partners on that journey. And my visit this week is about doubling down on the potential of our trade deal for the benefit of all of us. And that's why I brought a record 126 British businesses with me to India this week. We had to get a bigger plane to travel over here than the one we planned. But that delegation is some of our biggest, most iconic businesses and smaller and medium-sized businesses, but also leaders from education, some of whom are with us here, and sport and the arts. As I say, our largest trade delegation for a decade, and so my first as Prime Minister, so of course the destination for that had to be here, had to be India.
Mr. Kohli, the UK Prime Minister, you mentioned that he's led the biggest ever trade delegation to India. He also said that the FTA with India is UK's biggest trade deal since leaving the European Union. So given the present global economic uncertainties, the climate of protectionism and geopolitical realignments, how significant is this pact between India and the UK? And before you answer that, let's listen to what the Prime Minister Modi said, because he also made a statement which referred to these economic uncertainties which are at the moment, you know, we see around the world.
Maujooda vaishvik asthirta ke daur mein Bharat aur UK ke beech ye badhti hui saajhedari ग्लोबल स्टेबिलिटी और आर्थिक प्रगति का एक महत्वपूर्ण आधार बनी रही है। आज की बैठक में हमने इंडो पैसिफिक, वेस्ट एशिया में शांति और स्थिरता और यूक्रेन में चल रहे संघर्ष पर भी विचार साझा किए। यूक्रेन कॉन्फ्लिक्ट और गाजा के मुद्दे पर भारत डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी से शांति की बहाली के सभी प्रयासों का समर्थन करता है। हम इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी कोऑपरेशन बढ़ाने के लिए पूर्ण रूप से प्रतिबद्ध है। फ्रेंड, भारत और यूके के बीच टेक्नोलॉजी पार्टनरशिप में अपार संभावनाएं हैं। हम यूके की इंडस्ट्रियल एक्सपर्टाइज आरएनडी को भारत के टैलेंट और स्केल के साथ जोड़ने पर काम कर रहे हैं।
So how do you see this pact between India and UK in the present economic scenario?
If you look at the sectors which probably get impacted by this agreement, if you look at, we all know that 99% of the goods moving from India to the UK will now be tariff free. There'll be no duty. Let's look at the goods moving from UK to India first. There are cosmetics, there is auto components. You know, these are the things which the UK traditionally, Anubha, is not known as a manufacturing hub.
Right.
Although it does manufacture a lot of things. But you can't call UK as, you know, a manufacturer. But they do a lot of things. The UK Prime Minister expects about £4.8 billion of investment coming from India. And as I said, some of the wealthiest people in the UK are Indians. You know, they have Indian origin. So in that scenario, if we look at the goods coming into UK from India, then we've got leather, we've got footwear, we've got textiles, we've got pharma. And if you read the list of these goods, it reminds you of something. It reminds me of the very items which were under challenge from the United States, because these were the items on which 50% tariffs were levied. So some of the exporters in India who were looking for alternate markets, I think this is a golden moment for them. So I think UK, being one of the countries which was ruling the world at one point of time, is now looking for new tie-ups and looking for businesses. And I think those exporters in India should be rejoicing as they have found UK right at their doorstep.
Right. Yesterday's press release of the UK Prime Minister's office, it's very interesting. It noted that Prime Minister Starmer's India visit has already resulted in planned Indian investment of more than £1 billion. And this visit will create nearly 7,000 brand new jobs in the United Kingdom. So what does it say about India's rise as an economic power, that it is now a key growth engine for the world, where even the developed nations are looking to us to give a boost to their economy?
Well, this has got two dimensions, Anubha, if you look at. One, of course, is what you said, £1 billion of investment happening now, although £4.8 billion is expected over a period of time, but a billion happens right now, resulting in 7,000 jobs. In fact, UK is expecting jobs being created out of Yash Raj films, shooting movies there as well. But the second dimension is, because India is such a large market, you know, with our middle class population being around 45 crores, add to that another 25 crores of new middle class being added, which makes it 70 crores. This is double the size of the US population. And our Prime Minister, I remember every time he travels, this is one of the main things that he focuses on, that where will you get such a large market? So I think for any country for that matter, why UK, even other countries who are coming to India, looking at India as a market, this is a phenomenally sized market. So both that, there's one dimension where Indian investors are going and investing in the UK and creating jobs. The other side is where the UK-based businessmen are looking to tap Indian markets. So it's a two-way process. And I think that is what is being emphasized on. And I think the results are going to flow in gradually. You'll see that from after this visit, you will see the change happening in the next 6 to 8 weeks, where there'll be a lot of flutter around the Indian businessmen, the UK businessmen, and this will not go waste. This will definitely culminate into a lot of business being done between both the countries.
He also made an announcement that, you know, how number of UK universities are going to open their campuses in India. So let's first listen to what he had to say.
The demand for the best quality higher education is very high. So I'm really pleased that we're announcing today that more British universities will be setting up campuses right here in India, making Britain India's leading international provider of higher education and delivering on our vision 2035.
So, Mr. Kohli, whether it is the new universities, UK universities, which are opening their campuses in India, whether it is, you know, UK wooing Indian movie production houses to go and shoot their movies there, how important is cultural diplomacy in strengthening the UK-India ties?
Extremely important. This is like a dressing on the cake, because if cake is made of technology, defense, trade, then I think the dressing is made of cultural and educational stuff. And if he goes and visits, he's got a picture with one of the production house ladies. He wants the films to be shot there. He wants tourism to be boosted. He's even expecting, as I said, jobs to be created out of the movies. Well, that's of course there. But I think a word about the universities. I think a little more has to be done, because when you expect the Indian students to be joining these universities, the students are also looking at working in the UK. Well, I came to know that visas as of now has been kept aside from this dialogue. I think maybe the next step could be talking about the visas. I think he's under local political pressure, because as I said, UK is struggling with jobs. So if they have people going from here and working over there, I think the locals in UK may not find it easy to locate a job. So probably that's the reason. I think there must be political pressure on the Labour Party, which he represents.
Yeah.
But yes, cultural exchange and cultural diplomacy is like a dressing on the cake.
Mr. Kohli, thank you so much for coming to Akashvani Studios and for this very informative discussion.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on elevating India-UK trade ties to new heights. The participants were Sharad Kohli, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.